Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on January 3rd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And just welcoming you to our first program on Live Talk here at Studio 7 this Monday, January the 3rd, 2022. Just saying Happy New Year to everybody. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the year 2022 and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that 15 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 650 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. More than 5,000 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that more than 4.1 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.1 million their second dose.
And in other news, in Bulawayo today, there was a memorial service for late football administrator Dumiso Gumede, who died last week. Gumede, who was the Highlanders Football Club president and a former Zifa vice president, will be laid to rest in his Nyati homestead in Matabeleland North.
We're also talking about your New Year resolutions. What will you be doing this year to improve your life or other people's lives? Yungambe, Malta Mizulinja, Lapelkona, Salamugela, 2022. Slitamal Util, Pili, Lapelkona, and down Zogazum Java. Yes, Kaskanga, like COVID-19, Wokala, Ultra Motors and Pilagatan Bugawuti. Ulavata 15, Abablo, COVID, Isolo. Besuk Sitaba is 664, Abantu, Abatolue, Patolaga Velikuan, Ileli. So there's an Achuuti, Ultra Motor Luti. Ulavata 5,032, Asabla, COVID-19, Gusugela. On Bibito, Nyagene. Bosuk City gave Abanto by 183,261 Wapepa, Umkutanilo. Umkutanilo, Gules Bapu, Sura, Maraso Scati, Swabam Babanto by 214,876. Kusavagi, Asavich of HX and Yaku Kala, by 4.1 million, Asavich of Sivili by 3.1 million. Masses Chula, Sapam Bilinjalo, Kanako Neng Pera, Omer School, Makolam Tanji, a marvelous. Unuangkona ikulululem kaveni kwa Ndumiso Gumede. Ukumete wa zesu uti Ukumete wa bantu. Ukumete wa itandabantu. Mwe pelu watenga ikia pa Osea Islanders. Watenga i hotel California. Wabisa njalo pelu. Lapo wakutuwa kukuna. Wafala makempa kukuna. Watenga kunye nje uchieneo ya ofisi ya poso. So kukanya nazani la mtale. Mwule memorial service kwa Gumede. Uzabewa kusasa Enyati. Enyati kukuna lapo pela atavuka kukuna. Sizofuthi njalo langa manyu ye resolutions zenu ukuthi umnyaka lo libona njani kunjalo ke mavela sonke lokho
Ayi wathi nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemuswe muvhuro andira 3/20/22 chirongwa chedu chekutanga mugore ija tinoshuvira kuti makapinda zvakanaka mugore ija iri ra 2022 saka nasi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisawo zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti nezuro pane vanhu 15 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve pane vanhu 650 vakawanikwa ivo vachitesta positive kana kuti vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 toona kuti kubva denda iri ratanga munyika pane vanhu 5,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura kuti pari zvino rabaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 vanosvika 4.1 million. Kunyange zvavo vanga vakatarisira kuti vanga vachizobaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine herd immunity munyika. Chende tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuBulawayo apo vaimbova vari ivo vachishanda nezifa. Uyezve vanga vari kushanda kuHighlanders vaNdumiso Gumede avo vakati siya vawanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa muzuva ranhasi. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti vaGumede vachange vachiradzikwa kumusha kwavo kuInyati kuMatabeleland North. Chenge tiri kutarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvamuri kutarisana nazvo mugoreja iro rino kuti tinoziva kuti kutanga kwegore kudai vanhu vakawanda manenge vane ma resolution akawanda saka tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi zvinhu zvamuri kutarisira mugore rino ra 2022 zvamungati izvi zvakasara muna 2021 gore rino ra 2022 tenge takatarisira zvakadai nezvakadai ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nemi nhasi ipo pano tichasa zvakare nyaya yekuti zvikoro pari zvino zviri kunzi izvo zvambononoka kuti zvivhurwe pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachizivisa kuti zvikoro hachichavhurwa musi wa10 nzira sekutaurwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa asi vachazozivisa kuti zvinovhurwa rini sezvo denda iri recovid-19 rawanikwa richipfunya chisero munyika kana iko kuno nepasi rose tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 huchiwanda asi tombobuda munyaya yecovid-19 tida kunzwa kwamuri kuti imi zvii zvamakatarisana nazvo iro gore rino ra2022 richitanga kudai.
Yes, let's start with what happened in Bulawayo today at the Bulawayo Amphitheater, where people were actually bidding farewell to Ndumiso Kumete. They call him Ndumiso Wabantu. He's a man who worked so much for football in Zimbabwe. The signature tunes, you know, that Highlanders has, and I'm sure there's a lot that is happening, you know, among people. Whenever they see this song, it reminds them of Ndumiso Kumete. He used to sometimes wear some traditional clothes and dance to that song, you know, and I'm sure if he had to smile today, he was going to smile, definitely.
Yes, Gibbs, I think that's a very befitting tribute to Dumiso Gumede, because as we, most of the pictures that we see of him, he's literally dressed in his traditional way, or at least the headgear. So I think, like you said, he must be smiling up there in heaven. Apo tanga tukuona, shonga shuriku itika, nasi mbulawayo, apo, tigiri Highlanders, vamo wanufara navu, nevamo hamani shamari, vawamikwa vachiungana nasi, vachiwani kwa iwo, vachichema, nekurangarira vandu miso gumede, avo vakati siya, irofiki rafura, taona apo, pachitambuka ipo, uyeshe pachimbuka, Gibbs arikuti taura kuti chimbo chinowanikwa icho chichimbwa kwa Highlanders. Saka tanga tichitaura isu kuti ndofunga vagumede kwavari ikoko, aiwa vari kunyemwerera nekuti ndozvavaifarira vari vapenyu, uyezve tiri kuzviona zvichiitwa parufu rwavo pakurangarirwa kwekushaya kwavo.
And we've got a former Highlanders chairperson.
You must contribute money. Wakanisa is in special membership. We people bring more money than others, not in just the order of support, not for gain, but to promote the club. And that was for me to do. And then a few months later, we had a drink at his house. And he said, guys, I have a vision for this club. There are a few things I would like to do when I'm still able to do them. Nkamina Inga, and up man to Abbe Highlanders, Abama Sara Corona, but all the ways, a criminal is just going to take him with the Roma, who is a club. I take him, Kamaluchi Kona, even if there's even an official, but I can't tell you anything that you want to do for the club, who will end the airport. But even if I'm a fan, I don't know if I'm a
One of the things I would like to mention, Peter Jones is here, I'm sure. He was my secretary when I was chairman of the finance. Such is the end, I know my life is coming. I know that it is number seven. Maybe it was here. He says, you know, the only thing is that he's ready to accept me, I don't die. I can't say number players. If you should say the man is quiet, I don't believe you. I'm a player that for an actor that performs a motion. I have been there. So Peter, I'm some players, yes, I'm just seeing some time when they come to make us get up. Look what about those things that you learn. So I can't miss it. When I was in front of everything, I remember the criminal law committee, yeah, I didn't know. Let me tell you something. But you was watching to tell you. You need all the money to face some of that. Is if I take the 10 or 15% each share of every sale of a player, or in real player status, I think it's close to 21 or something. But just when we that, you don't come back to me wrong. I went in, I opened the book. In there, I found a close which said, the National Association will not benefit from any sale of the player. And we refuse to save the money to Zifa. In fact, they were last year, we quoted that, and that was the end. You can imagine, from 20,000, if you save 15%, it was a lot of money. And that was for many people.
So there you are, marvelous. That is Roger Mutlwa. He was the Highlanders Football Club chairperson. At the time when he was leading the club, there were some upheavals, you know, in the club. And some people were saying a lot about what was going on. Some didn't like what he was doing. And he related exactly what was taking place. And he says at one stage, excuse me, Mal. So he says at one stage they had to sell some players who they identified as very troublesome in the club. And they did that. And they knew that Zifa was going to take some money out of what they needed. Because they needed money badly, because the club was in a very poor financial state. So, but then he says Gumede went to his home at one stage. He didn't call him. He went there and said, you know what, Mutlwa, can you go and read a certain section of the soccer statutes? Zifa is not supposed to get a cent from what you do when you sell players. And he says, we did exactly that. And after that, you know, Zifa called demanding the 10% or whatever. And he says that matter just disappeared because we read exactly what Gumede wanted us to read. And it was true. So Zifa didn't take a cent out of the sale of those troublesome players. But he says, you know, Gumede was one person that wanted to see a peace and wanted to see a lot of progress in soccer.
Mm-hmm. Apo tanga tirikunzwa vamusho mumwe weavo vanyarikani vanga vari pachitsiko chanhasi vachitaura ivo vachipa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita navagumede vachiti pane nguva apo Highlanders yanga yakatarisana nekuomerwa mukirabhu ikati iyo ichatengesa vamwe vatambi uyezve vakange vari kuti vaizotengesa vamwe vatambi vanga vari kuita zvemisikanzwa club E. Saka vanoti ivo panguva iyo vaitengesa munguva yapfuura vaiti vakatengesa vatambi vobva vapa chimwe chikamu chemari yavanenge vatengesa kune Zifa asi vagumede vakawanikwa ivo vachikurukura vachitsanangura kuti aiwa tarisai bhuku renyu rinotaura nezvenhabvu rinotaura kuti Zifa semotherboard haifanira kutombopuhwa kana cent remari yamunenge matengesa maplayer. Hanzi vamuhlo vakaenda imomo vakaverenga vakaona kuti aiwa ichokwadi changa chiri kutaurwa navagumede vakati ivo pakazowanikwa ivo Zifa apo vatengesa maplayers Zifa yakawanikwa ichizoridza nhare ichiti ko tipeika percentage vamuhlo vakati kwete tiri kuendererana nezviri kutaurwa mumabhuku ezvebhora ekuti imi seZifa hamurifanire kubata kana send remari yemaplayers atinenge tatengesa saka vanga vari kutaura kuti vagumede munhu aida nyaya iyi yenhabvu zvepamwoyo uyezve vaida zvinhu zvechokwadi vachishandisa mabhuku ebhora kuti vataure kuti endai pakati section yakati kuti munhu anyatsoziva kuti vari kutaura kuti ivo sachiyamini panguva iyoyo mamwe mabasa avakaita kana vachizvitarisa haienzane nemabasa akaitwa navagumedi apo vakawanikwa vachishanda neHighlanders.
Yeah, so I think it's good that you identified that. So he says, you know, people remember Kumeto for what he did for the club. But people can't remember me for whatever I did.
Those are the words of a man.
A very wise man, yeah.
He's a very wise man and also a humble man, because most people will not come out and say that, because I picked it up, although he said it in the Ndebele. People laugh. Because, you know, he said, you know, people will remember him because of the notable works that he did, but I know I was also chairman at one stage, but, you know, I know that I did not measure up to what Mr. Gumede would be remembered for.
Yeah, he also challenged some other former chairman who were there and said, what did you do for the club? He said, you know what, there's no one who can say this one did this, that is more than what Gumede did for the club.
Yes, and I like the ambience in that room, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. It mirrors exactly how Gumede lived. I think he would love this funeral because people were laughing, they were joking, you know, and also just bringing, you know, like his works, the work that he did, they were honoring him, but in a way that Gumede would like.
Definitely marvelous. So let's turn to people's resolutions and other things. So let's start with this gentleman, Akape Chiangwa, who is in Chinoy. This video was sent by our correspondent, Nonora Jenna.
2022, I think it's going to be a better year for us as youth. Tinezvinhu zvatakatanga kubva muna 22, vamwe takatanga kuma business tidiki diki kubva muna 2021, I mean. Saka 2022, tirikuonawo kuti hakune mukana, vamwe vari kutarisa vachitanzi kune nzara. But susu, same opportunities, tinoona kuti chitwa business trade ipapo ndo tashaira zendo patshira nasoto bhuma zvinhu chatirita.
Chita mukataure kuma youth mugore rino ra 2022.
Handichatoda kusimbisa kuma youth handichekuti varume zvepolitics hazvibhadhari. Vanhu ngasangochemai kuti hanzi president vazodii, tida kuti uyapinde. Vanhu ivavo kunyange vakapinda ka hazvire kuti iwo zvichaunza chikafu mumbama kana zvichachinja zvinhu zvemumba kwenyu, because ivo vachapindawo vanononga vachitoita munhu atongorova basa ari kutongotsvaga varungu vavhangavhangwa sezvatiri kungoitawo. Saka it's better kuti munhu utsvage zvekuita vangu vavhangavhangwa, uchiona kuti ungaite sei uchingobata bachawo mayuth. Munhu usamirire kuda kuchema nevamwe, because vapinda muchaondida sai kwese kunogwana, vakazara kunogwana vayuthi vari kugocha gocha, vanhu vari kuita sesei. Unoona kuti zvinhu zvakaoma, zvinhu zvakaomera iwo wakagara uringochema nepolitics. Asi wakangwavhangwavha, so zvinoendera. Vanhu vangati zvinhu zvakaoma, but isusu hatingati zvinhu zvakaoma isachi. Sevanhu vari kubasha bachawo, like ini ndoshandawo pabucha, ndoshanda paabatua, nemukana wokuti unowanawo nyamawo tichipa prize zvichitotengesa zvinhu zvichase zvichitoendeka, uchitowana mamwe mabigger clients, so zvinhu zvako zvichitongofamba. Saka ipoint yandoda kuemphasiza ndeyekungoti munhu usangomirira kuda kungogara uchingochema nengochema, unzi hanzi nyika yazodai, so mvura haina kunaya. Haina kunaya, so what? Because izvozvo nyange wakachema, inini hangu ndofarira kutaura kuti no matter how good your excuses are, hazvimbobuda maresults. Iwo ndounongoshongoenda down. Saka iwo orait nyange urikundikana. I think mbvunzo waunofanira kuzvibvunza semunhu ka ndeyekuti how can you vamwe uri kutadza kugocha. Saka iwo ungaite sei kuti uwanikwe ushe gocha? Ndo zvinhu zvakakosha izvozvozvo. Bcause ukada kuchema unongoti zvinhu zvakaoma manje, hakuna kwaunoenda. How can you do it? How can you make it? Ungaita sei kuti ungaita sei ungawanikwa uchikwanisawo kusvikawo palevhel rokuenda vamwe.
Well, marvelous. I think you heard this gentleman. He's got a very positive mind, you know?
Yes, he does. And he actually comes from my hometown in Chinoy. And I think he's actually the Chinoy Caves, from what I can see in the background. But a very enlightened young man. He's talking about he's taking advantage of where he works to make sure that since he works at an abattoir, he also, sells meat to other people. Because he manages to get it at a cheaper price. So very interesting, perception there. And then he said, he warned that, you know, youth don't concentrate too much on politics, because these politicians are also looking for jobs, just like us. You know, there's a term in Zimbabwe called Ngwafa Ngwafa, saying, you know, they are guava-guavaring just like us, meaning. So he's saying, don't spend too much time concentrating on what the politicians are saying, because they are also looking for a way to guava-guava.
So you should guava-guava, you know?
We should guava-guava instead of spending too much time on politics. But I wish, you know, our reporter had asked him about registering to vote and things like that, because, you know, that's an issue that this year will be major, and especially Zimbabwe, as you know, the youth make up the bulk of Zimbabwe's population. So it will be interesting to see what the youth are saying about registering to vote.
Yes, now let's have Mr. Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe.
Missionary greetings to our ground forces, our fighters in EFF Zimbabwe across the country. May I also take this opportunity to say a happy, happy new year to our great country and its leadership. I want to wish the President, His Excellency, Comrade Iddi Mnangagwa, as the President of the country, a happy new year. Let me say this to fellow Zimbabweans. Comrades, let's move the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of insults, politics of hate, politics of regionalism, politics of tribalism, politics of divisionism, to the politics of what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us do what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us converge, but we cannot converge in insults, in disrespect, in disregard of our institutional bodies, such as the courts, such as the police, such as the prison services, the army, the CIOs, and so on and so on. Let us value and respect our institutions. Let us protect the sovereignty of our country. Let us protect the territorial integrity of our country. Let us ensure that those who are in parliament must do their job and amend the constitution to remove that clause that guarantees compensation for the former farmers in terms of the structures that they would have put in these farms. But comrades, who compensated our ancestors? Who compensated our forefathers? No one. No one should be compensated. Let me say this to the people of Zimbabwe. No one must be moved away from the ancestral villages, ancestral lands across the country. I say this to the people of Tiredzi, to say engage the leadership meaningfully, respectfully, explain. Let us explain to them. Let us make them see the value of not moving you from your ancestral villages. Let us not resort in insults. Let us resort in the politics of engagement, the politics of debates, the politics of what is in your best interest as Zimbabweans. This is my message. Let us change the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of hate to the politics of oneness, to the politics of being African, to the politics of being Zimbabwean, to the politics of being one, to be under one flag, to be one people, one Africans. No African anywhere in Africa must feel as a foreigner, must feel as if they are a foreigner. No African must be a foreigner in Zimbabwe. No African must be a foreigner in South Africa, in Botswana, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Liberia, anywhere in Africa. Let us promote a borderless Africa so that we can deliver economic freedom in our lifetime, so that we can deliver Africa to the Africans, because Africa is ours.
Very well, marvelous. So he says Africa is for Africans. Yes, so you can go ahead and say it in short.
Apo tikona vandimbande vachitaurawo mafungiro avo vari kutaura ivo kuti gore rino ra 2022 ivo vari kuti varida kuona vanhu vachibatana nyanya panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika vachiti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitaura zveruvengo kunyange vasiri kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura zvakare kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo kune vanhu vari kutorerwa pavanogara vataura nzvimbo yeChiredzi vachiti vanhu vanogara kumunzvimbo iyi vanofanira kutaurana nehurumende mune zvakanaka vachitaurawo kuti sei vasingafaniri kunge vachibviswa panzvimbo iyi asi pasawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiita zvekurwisana kana kunyombana pamusoro pekubviswa munzvimbo iyoyi Gibbs.
So let's hear the Ndebele version of what you are saying right now.
Ama members awe EFF Zimbabwe ngibengelela ama leaders wonke awe EFF Africa jikelele mbingelele umongameli we EFF eLiberia u Emmanuel Gonkoy, umongameli we EFF eSwaziland umama uNombulelo, ngibingelele u leader we EFF eZambia uComrade Mwenda, ngibingelele uComrade Banda u leader we EFF eMalawi, ngizobingelela ama leaders ethu uComrade Julius Malema, ngithi happy birthday uComrade Floyd Shibambo. Ngiphinde njalo ngibuyele kithi lapha eZimbabwe ngithi bantu bakithi asiyekeleni ipolitics yokuthethisana, ipolitics yokulwa, ipolitics yenhlamba, ipolitics yokweyisana, kodwa siyenze ipolitics yokubambana, ipolitics yokuyakha isizwe, ipolitics yokuunite ilizwe lonke jikelele regardless ukuthi ukhuluma isihlobo ba umhlobo ungumhlobo bani kumbuvela ngapi. Kumbe okuqakathekileyo ukuthi singamaZimbabweni sonke, singama-Africans sonke, asithandaneni njengama-Africans so that we can retain our practices, we can ensure that we return to a situation esingakwanisa khona ukuthi si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuhloniphana, si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuthandana njalo ngokuqondisana okuqondileyo. Njalo ngifuna ukuthi ngithi elizweni lakithi umnyaka lo 2021 kade ungumnyaka onzima kakhulu, ekade silwisana lemikhuhlane eminingi ako COVID, silwisana lento eziningi nje ezivamileyo nje across the world. Kodwa nyazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima, kuzima ukuthi usupporte imuli yakho, imsebenza ayikho, ama-factory avaliwe. Kodwa ngibhodile nje eZimbabwe ngikhangela mbona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi hhayi, abantu beZimbabwe abakajintshi. Abantu beZimbabwe ngabantu abalungileyo, ngabantu abasebenza nzima, abasebenzela imuli zabo, abangafuni violence kodwa abafuni i-development, abafuni i-unity, abafuni ukuthi ama-leaders abo engabafundisi inhlamba, engabafundisi violence, engabafundisi ukuthi bengalalelani, kodwa bafuna ama leaders akhuluma iqiniso njalo afundisayo ukuthi sibambane njengabantu. Njalo ngifuna ukufisela yena umongameli wethu uEdi Mnangagwa ukuthi happy 2022, because u2021 ngendaba ze corona lo deputy wakho hayi likhanya liubambile umsebenzi, ngoba thina be-EFF siyatsho ukuthi hayi okuhle siza kubuka, kodwa okungalunganga sizatsho njalo. Ngizacela ukuthi sicebise i-government ukuthi ikhangele kakhulu indaba lezi esizenzakala emphakathini, ezama-robberies, ezama-criminals, okutholakala ukuthi kuke kwathiwa la masosha aba-involved. Kodwa hathi ukuthi sithi amasosha sesithethisa amasosha, hayi asitsho khonoko. Thina esikutshoyo ukuthi hayi, i-government mayisebenze nzima sibili ukuze imise indaba lezi zama-robberies ezabantu abangenela abantu ezindlini njalo abatshontsha lamawaya awamagetsi njalo abakhoza a lot of harm ku-society. So sithi i-government mayingenele izama ukuzilungisa into lezi. So happy 2022.
There you are, marvelous. He's saying no to tribalism, no to regionalism, no to corruption, no to many things. You know, he says Zimbabwe is super united, and is actually praising the Mnangagwa government for tackling COVID-19. But he's worried about the spate of robberies in Zimbabwe, and he's saying that definitely soldiers are involved. So he says people are not insulting the government when they actually point out that soldiers are actually involved, allegedly, right? So at the end of the day, he says, you know, people are seeing what is happening, and so it should be taken in that vein.
akotanga chikunzwa vandi mande VEFF Zimbabwe varikutaura ivo vanga vari kuti vano wanikwa vachifadzwa nemabasa akabatwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa panyaya yekurwisa denda recovid-19 asi vashora nyaya yavanoti ivo uwandu hwezvatirikuona zviri kuitika munyika tinonzwa kuti pane vemauto vari kuwanikwa vachibatana nevamwewo matsotsi vachiwanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoba mudzimba dzevanhu vachishandisa futi saka vari kuti aiwa izvi havawirirane nazvo.
Then with this interview that was done by Ezra Chisafanda, he was talking to, you know, one of the touts in Bulawayo. So this guy is operating between Bulawayo and Pinga. You know, they call them Windies or Windy, but they don't like that term at all. So let's listen to this interview.
Mabilasmoyo, utina ma resolution na koga 2022 kangelele nwe.
Amina kato mkare, damu ngabila mnangangisa. Tole mbala msebe, damu mnangangisa.
Ule mnangangisa? Say
24.
24?
Yeah.
Aza kusebe nzi?
Anya, mpungu mweti sezu mwote.
Matani?
Ay, mkonde gitu.
Oh, kwenye. Awasile, kwati license ula ya? Au fees wati ulu mnyaka na utati license?
Mnyaka fees utati license na.
Dina yungu zoto wa Windy?
Yeah.
Oh, awasile kwenye mwuse zoto wa Windy, kwa kusenda kala?
Ah, nchi wa uhambu ndoku. Kwa mwundo tarakitrele, lugu, ndoku, uhambu ndoku, oflo timpashi, lugu timpashi.
Oh, wano mwende siya kala?
Zipinga se, zipinga, imaka.
Imaka?
Yeah.
Ngotali na utali ya shuweza, wanda alishumeza.
Ah, ya shumeza.
Atapapela wantu.
Ah, wantu.
Ah, wicha ino ubiza, lesi na umutu sezo nkena, lagu mwote ni ya mfuno, ubiza siti.
Nya mwesiti PMC Spy.
Zadi chungu.
PMC Spy le mzola chungu. PMC Spy le mzola chungu.
PMC Spy?
PMC Spy le mzola chungu.
Siti olo?
Andi ya mbizi zinda, wapu nyako.
Oh, umemeza babu ya bantu?
Bantu babu.
How?
Ndeni mwango le nyumo kasa sponsera mwantu.
Kasa sponsera mwantu? Ubambi sikoma saki?
Ne.
Ona wafelitia sikoma sumtiti?
Aki, aki kusensari la nyumo.
Eh. So, lenya utale ukua babu uwezo kusensa?
Aki, kari damu nete mwango mwango sponsera mwantu mwantu.
So funa kuchinja zwe. So ubona kana uzakwenza phela kumele uzimisele intweni lezi. Uzimisele ubona kana uzakwenza.
Hey, na uZimbabwe ngikwenza imanga.
Eh,
hayo kuzo.
Kuyini kuzibe hlala la kakhulu lapho le leso.
Ah, lo msebenza yona ngakho.
Imali.
Imali yona ngakho.
Eh. Kodwa yafuna ukuthi uthathe driver's license. Uswelane ukuthi indaba ungayithathe driver's license uthume le moto. Kuyini okuswelayo yakho?
Imali.
Uthathe license. So ngathi license layo zafuna ukuthi uzidrivele la ungabizela izimoto.
Yeah.
Ukuzwa ukuthi andaba ngalo usenziwa ngwindi uyena kuhle.
Ah, umzimo ukukhanya ukuthi bese ngisikatanda imoto zabo zisiningi la so sele umuntu zayo ukuthatha futhana ngaphansi. So sabe sithathela noma custom. So sikugcina abantu bengekho lokho.
Ubona ukuthi ukuthi ubize ukugcina. Ilodi wa kuni imali ngayicala simoto kubizela.
Ilodi wena ukhathe ngasikhathe mbe ngwayo lo 325 ngona.
Ena tali pasepa.
Mana mana ngicwala ngasikhathe mana ngicwala ngathola izinto.
Othola lutho. Ungathi ngabanye abantu kanje ngawo. Ukuthi benze nomnyaka lo weCovid ka 2022 kuyini wabathi lapho?
Awuthi awuthi asizameni ukuthi ma ngasikhathi kuphuma sitingatinga senza something esichangele esiwenzile.
So he's planning to get a license this year, Marvelous, and he's not happy about his job. He says it's a very, very difficult job because at the end of the day, he says, you know, there's no money. You know, when he loads, let's say, a bus or something, they pay him between $3 and $5 a lot. So he says, you know, this is not money at all. If I get my own license, I can do something different, but he doesn't have money. That's his problem. But he says he'll try by all means to get somewhere, you know, this year, but things are tough.
Aiwapo, chikunzwa kune vamwe winzi vawanikwa ivo vachitaura nemutori wedu wenhau vachitaura kuti pari zvino zvinhu zvakaoma kwavanoshanda ikoko kana vakaita load vanopiwa $3 to $5 paload uyezve izvi vari kuti hazvisi kukwanisa kunge vachibatanidza mari yakawanda yekuti vakwanise kurarama. Vataura zvakare kuti vachada kuwanikwa iro gore rino vachitora resumes rekuti vakwanisewo kudhiraivha nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi chandibata ndanga ndiri kunzwa Killer T anga achiridza ari mubackground umo uko kwanga kuchitaurwa namukoma vanga vari kutaura apa. Asi vanga vari kutariratidzika vari mukoma vechidiki mukoma vechidiki vanga vari kutaura zvavari kushuvira mugore rino ra22 saka vati 2022 vati vari kushuvira kuti vawane resumes uyezve vawanikowo vachibatawo mari yakati wandei mubasa ravo sawinzi.
So for him, life is very, very tough. And he says, you know, even if you go to school in Zimbabwe, it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, but he says, if you are doing your own thing, you know, you can turn around your life. Let's see what he's going to do. So we've got a lady here who also spoke with Ezra Chisaspanda. Here he comes.
Mm-hmm. Matau. Unjani matau. Okay. Unjani mchala pune mnyembe. 40. 40? Yeah. I want to know what
I'm
going to do. Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know. Okay. Yeah, salong. Now, when you're 2022, I was still able to go to Caledon in 2022. You COVID doesn't go attack?
Aye.
As I'm well, aye.
Aye.
Our test?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah,
Zombie.
Yeah.
I was telling him, you know, we are able to cut it and cool the money, sir. In the yonkin, So when we also sit together, we to chill or what things are we seeing?
Seven.
Ufundonga na?
I want to make a sale.
What was the sale?
I was very much in my room to sell a pan.
Bama Wapi.
A Wapi.
Was what goes in?
Eh.
When do the music? And then
it went.
With a dream. Hmm. What we all feel is the wind that I'm about to do with the outfit.
I am not busy.
So I want to be shana don't cut another COVID. Oh, when I'm on cut another pill in there.
I know I'm going
to pill. I am going. What the thing? We don't have to send the pill. As
clear
and famous, the ones in La Volanda. Yeah, seven. What does seven? Yeah. What in who?
Oh, it's a little bit of so I want to ask you, Samuel, what is land? It's a good choice. Why? It is a general security. Mask. See, social distance.
I see.
There you are, marvelous. The lady is saying that she used to actually go to rural areas to sell various commodities. But the problem is that, you know, the market is flooded with some commodities like maize, you know, but she still sells sugar and soap. But then the problem is there's no business these days, you know. And she doesn't see anything changing this year because of circumstances beyond her control. And she's looking for a job as a domestic worker. And she says, you know, she went to school but ended in grade 7 because her parents didn't have money to take it for her to further her education. So according to this lady, Matau, life is very tough. You know, she's married, yes, but she's finding it very, very hard to survive.
Uh-huh. Apo chukunzwa kufa kune mungwa mudzimai vanozviti ivo amai Matau vachiti kunyango yavo vakaroorwa uyezve pari zvino vaimboita basa rekungwavha-ngwavha zvambotaurwa namukoma wevaivai vachienda kunotengesa zvinhu pari zvino zvinhu zvakatiomei nekuti hapana vari kukwanisa kunge vachitenga saka vari kuti vanombotengesa zvinhu zvakadai seshuga asi pari zvino vatengi ndivo vari kushayika saka vari kuti vakutotsvaga basa rekuti vashande mumba vanoti vakaenda kuchikoro kusvika pagrade 7 asi zvinhu zvakavaomera zvekuti kana paine vamwewo vari kuda musikana webasa wemumba aiwa vakatarisira kuti basa iri vachariwana mugore rino ra2022.
Well, there's some other youths that finding life very difficult, you know. And as a teacher's partner, get an interview with some of them. Here they come.
Papa, Ubalan, Labamnoza.
Mokui.
No, no, put it in. Put it in.
Put it in. Put
it in. Put it
in. Put it in. Put it in. Put it in. Put it in.
It in. Put it in. Put it in. Put it in. Put it in.
I'm a man. If we win the for a
Mpileniako and we know Funai. And then you get this officer will put you Funa wins the Helen Guerina. Funan, Ufun wins and a business, Ufun driver, Ufun wins and Ufun Chaton Fazi. Ufun life. So we know your Funu wins. Who wants to promote it?
Who
wants
to promote it? No Funai. Who wants to promote it?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
There was.
So liphila ngani?
Ngokudla.
Lokuthatha.
Sathenga isitolo.
Imali ke lithethe.
Imali. Aba sponsor of abadala nje abafana abahlala edorobheni.
Mbona lapha le nathi ukhanya kumnandi kuyilo. Yilo.
Koroti.
Ngeze nje.
Koroti. Nyasha manyo. Imali lika umuntu.
Yebo.
Ele ele. Baba
rekota. Uthwa kuyilo.
Iti.
Koroti.
Ni koroti.
Uthwa ngani?
Namani.
Lani.
Achuka manje. Achuka kuphi?
Amanzi le brown sugar. Phela.
Ikachuka.
Uthi ikachuka.
Ikachuka.
Ikachuka. Oho. Yenzana le mzimbeni ikachuka.
Ah.
Izo ke tie tie. Okay. So when ufuna uthi uyangaphi le zisi? Uthi athenga imoto. Ngakho ngiyabonga nje. Uthenga imali
yokuthela. Yeah, ngathi support Zimbabwe. Eh?
Ayi. Zathola. All right. Liphile uthanda. Happy New Year.
Those are youngsters, you know, we're chatting to Ezachisa Spanda. Very interesting because they spend the whole day just doing some of these things. And what you saw there was the first guy was counting coins. He wanted to buy something, and, you know, you heard a lady in the background saying it's about 15 rand, right?
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to buy something, but maybe it was not enough. And another one was saying, let's try to get some more money to buy whatever you want to buy. And according to Sunny Boy, you know, you can make New Year resolutions, but those wishes cannot be what he wants, you know, at the end of the day. You won't achieve it because life is tough, according to him. And then Ezra spoke with these youngsters. You know, they're very young. And they're from Pinga. They were drinking this mixture of water and brown sugar. You know, at school, we used to call that Ikoro. Hmm? And now they call it Nikolota or Bigai sugar. So you just drink it as it is. It's not toxic. It's not an alcoholic beverage. It's just water and sugar. You know, and it makes you a bit strong, you know. But these boys have got some ambitions. One of them, two of them want to have some licenses this year, and all of them want to buy cars, even if they don't have money. They're saying their parents are sending the money. So what we don't know here is whether their parents are outside the country or somewhere else. You never know what these boys are up to, you know.
Yes. I want to go to nikuona zvakare vakomana vechidiki vakawanikwa ivo vachitaura nemuturi wedu wenhau vanga vari kutaurawo shuviro dzavo dzegore ra2022 vachitaura ivo vamwe vanga vari kuti vada kuwanikwa vachitora marezinesi vamwe vakati uye shuviro yavo ndeyekuzotenga mota kana vachinge vakura ndinofungidzira nokuti vana vechidiki uyezve vanga vari kunwa ivo yavanga vari kuti koro wota yavanga vari kuti imvura yakaitwa brown sugar nekuti ndambotarisa chida kunyatsoona kuti vari kunwei zvavanga vari kunwa asi chanyanyo ndifadza Gibbs ndechekuti vakomana vanga vakageza zvakanaka handisi kuzoti inyuye here yavanga vanga vakachena uyezve havasi kunwa zvinodhaka vari kunwa yavari kuti yokorowota ndiezvakubva kudhara kuti yakagara iripo asi vanga vachinwa zvakare vachinwa vari mumawine glass avo saka handisi kuzoti apa vanga vari kucelebreta nyuye here.
Yes. It was a New Year celebration. And you know that Ikoro is something that was a big currency in a boarding school.
Uh-huh.
If you had that, you're going to trade it for something big, you know? Like you give somebody a glass and then that person will give you 5 slices of bread, you know?
Wow.
It's an interesting kind of a drink, you know?
Yes, but what impressed me about the young men, like what I said, Gibbs, is they looked very well kept, and they were smiling, you know, despite, I don't know, their surrounding, whatever they are facing, like what the other young men said, that he just has coins, that they want to buy something, but they were happy. They were
very happy.
You know, great-looking young men, very well-dressed, clean.
And also they were drinking cold water from their wine glasses, looking very happy, celebrating their new year. So their resolution is that they want to buy cars, I guess, when they grow up, and also to get their licenses. But yes. I heard someone in the background said something about some people in the UK must help us. But
he said, you know, if we put another video, you know, doing all these kind of things, there are some people who can help us from the UK.
Yes, I thought. So they are also looking for well wishes, but you know, they look very happy with the upcoming year, despite, you know, what one of the other younger guys said, that, you know, they were trying to put money together to buy something.
Yeah, so we've got another lady, you know, she is baking some cakes.
Okay, 2022. You know, any food delivery during the lockdown, Miss Patty, Sikali lockdown, Ninda by a COVID. Miss Fundi say, Whoopi Kamakeke, Lowenza Iteko for kids' parties, Lowola, then Chato. So, my baker my cakes, Yenze Iteko Antoana, I am a party.
It's a type of photo shoot.
Anyways, they are home as long as transport is corner. They are home as long as Upatalimaleko on time. Kala take the Lakuka on time.
I wonder what I was to Facebook when I could have been at this Tanapana. If you should go Facebook, it would run a trap.
You should have Facebook, Dorothy Quananzi.
What about my cake? Aye. What am I going to try to do? What?
I'm a cake among those cakes.
Those cakes. I'm going to page Facebook. I hope you know
Facebook.
I wish I number go to the phone number.
Phone number 0773 4555701. 0773 455 701.